You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Welcome to it. Hail Varsity back with you on a Tuesday. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark, 489-1240, 489-1240, number to get in, 800-825-5865, where you hear us across the Hail Varsity Radio Network. Can also stream the show. You're invited to do so. Hail Varsity YouTube channel. And also the Hail Varsity Radio Twitter feed at HVarsity Radio. Different platforms. You can catch us also streaming the show. Of course, Omaha and ESPN AM 590, KFOR Facebook and Twitter, and Central Nebraska Superstation ESPN News Talk 900. No Husker baseball tonight. A little bit too cold. Man, it is a bit chilly outside, as Clark would say, a bit nipply outdoors. But hey, the Husker baseball team practicing. What's up?
You can't see the line.
No, can you, Russ? You can't see the line. Nope. Exactly. So Husker baseball practicing in the Hawk Center. Got a chance to see them warming up as it was the part one and part two. Troy Dannon press conference day. We'll give our thoughts and impressions on him just in the big podium, and then the more intimate, smaller club scene in the Hawk Center. So that was good. We'll hear from new athletic director Troy Dannon in a little bit. Jabba Chamberlain with us in 15 minutes. Get his take on Husker baseball, how things are rolling for Will Bolton Company. Too bad they don't get K-State tonight, but maybe another time. In hour two, Michael Brunts with Husker 24/7 Sports. Bruntsy going to join us. Saw him at the presser. His thoughts and plenty to move forward with. NFL news, of course, college basketball alive and well. And guys, mentioned more than once by new athletic director Troy Dannon, the fact when you have good coaches and you have good people, you want to retain them, right? That seems easier said than done. The last 5 years with Nebraska. And you look at all the attrition that has been a reality, not just with Nebraska, but with different rosters across the Big Ten, across the SEC, across college football, basketball, baseball. It's a nomadic sport right now with NIL and opportunities. And bigger universities are getting a crack at guys who play 2 or 3 years at a smaller university, and then they get their 1 year at a Nebraska or a Creighton or pick your school. It's very interesting to hear Dannon's take, and it's a real way of life right now on NIL. That was a focal point. That's something I circled. That's something I highlighted, and he's going to play ball because that's the new set of rules. You have to live by. Nebraska's got an incredible collective that is there for the student athletes, and he is going to be a partner. That's my biggest takeaway with Dannon right now, is the guy can talk. The guy is very likable. He's somebody that I think you want to work with. And how did he get his voice heard at Tulane or at Washington? You have a little better chance of getting your voice heard at Washington because of where you were in the college football landscape and what they were doing. They played for a national championship. But how'd you get your name heard at Tulane? Impeccable academic reputation at Tulane. Hard as hell to get into Tulane really, really high-level school, right? And he is somebody that would listen, would learn. And again, this is my two cents, my, I don't know, 45 minutes removed from getting a chance to hear him for the first time in front of me. And he's a guy that is all about listening, learning, and then how am I going to raise an objection? How am I going to bring a point in? I think he can be a guy that's very skilled in knowing how to talk to somebody that may have a different take, or maybe work his want or need on behalf of Nebraska or the Big Ten now into, you know, at least it's a discussion point. I think he has a soft touch, for lack of a better term. And I think that's something that hasn't always been the case at Nebraska. And I think there's a persistence with him, not as a wear out, but a persistence to have good timing, I guess is the best way to put it. You can come back at somebody if you've been rejected and maybe find a better time or help them see your point of view. I think you've got a real strong advocate for Nebraska moving forward in those committee rooms as the landscape changes. I think you've got a real strong advocate right now that this guy wants to come in. He put it best, man. He said he's the snowplow. I kind of liken it to your old Nebraska fullback, right? Your Nebraska fullback would go annihilate a linebacker, maybe kill a safety too, and your I back would go score the touchdown. Meanwhile, a Makavica or a Franklin or a Roger Craig or a Rathman, or go down the list of great Nebraska fullbacks, and I've left some out, I'm sure, they would just like to see the other guy bleed. They just KO'd. He likes to get things out of the way, and if he can be a partner, his whole mission, at least the last 2 hours, how can I help and how can I make Nebraska better? That's what he wants to do. That seems to be his mission here.
And my number one takeaway from today, I mean, you nailed it, Schmitty. You hit all the points. But just from a feel point of view, just from that, I guess you'd call it on the football field the eye test. It doesn't come down to measurables. Like, just the eye test, what I heard today, the vibe I got from a guy, was a guy that really felt like he was truly excited to be in the position that he is in. You don't always get that feel from people in positions of leadership.
Is this the job or another job?
I'll leave it at that. I think people can read in between the lines with what I mean there in terms of excitement.
What did you just say, Elijah?
I just think this is a guy that is very excited. He laid out how, I mean, growing up in Iowa, it was like Nebraska was the gold standard. Nebraska was where you wanted to go. Nebraska was where you wanted to go win a national championship under Tom Osborne. He didn't get that chance, but it strikes me as a guy that for his entire life has followed Nebraska and has had a dream of being at Nebraska, and now he's here. Like, did he not feel like the guy that maybe people at home can relate to this? That guy on a 7:30 a.m. Monday morning meeting that you're half awake, you don't want to be at work, and there's that one bubbly guy that is just absolutely bringing some light.
The guy that's in at 6:30 on a Monday making the coffee.
Yeah.
The guy that annoys you a little bit for the first 5 minutes of the meeting, but then by the end of the meeting, you're like, you know what? That energy,
I'm glad I work with the guy.
The energy is a little contagious. I'm glad I work with the guy. That is the complete feel I get off of Dan. Just almost a kid in a candy store type feel of a guy that's really excited to be here and a guy that's willing to put in the work because he knows how much this means.
I feel like the timeline's a little bit weird, just like, of when he got here, because he gets hired and then immediately his first assignment, for lack of a better term, is, well, he's watching our basketball team play down in Memphis, and then he's checking out on the team in Corvallis, and now he's back, and now he's doing the introductory press conference. It's just kind of been, like, wild to see him throw himself into everything that was going on, because this was one of the bigger weeks in Nebraska athletics, really probably in a long time, just news-wise and success-wise, and then you get thrown into it, and you throw yourself into it. I think that's a really good quality. And as Elijah mentioned, too, just seemed really excited, really enthusiastic, really passionate. And I know every athletic director would be to take a job like this, but the fact that, you know, you're getting that, even though he's been the Nebraska athletic director for a week, it's not the same as the first day. But you can just kind of feel that excitement is there. There's a lot of opportunity to grow as a department as a whole, whether that's leadership-wise, whether that's personnel-wise, whether that's success-wise on the field or on the court or wherever it may be. He knows that there's a lot to be done here, and he knows that there's a lot that can be done here. It's not that it's an unfathomable future. He knows that the path is there. They just have to pave it.
He touched on relationships.
He did. One thing I would do just to finish this point about the excitement, three-putt Mitch chimes in and wants to know, are you sure that Dan isn't just here for the family? I think that's obviously a part of it, just the same as the salary is the part of it. But this does not strike me as a guy that saw dollar signs flashing in his eyes last week and went, oh, they're willing to double my salary. I got to take that job. This is not a guy that is like here for the financials. You don't get that feel at all. And that's one of the concerns you can have when you have a place like Nebraska where, you know what, Nebraska is going to take care of you. Nebraska has the financial ability to take care of their football coach and their athletic director and their men's basketball coach. This does not strike me among first impressions today of a guy that is like, oh, hell yes, they're paying me $1.6 million. This is the best opportunity ever. It's a guy that strikes me as I get to go be the athletic director at an esteemed university such as Nebraska. This is the best job ever.
The end still resonates and matters to him because he grew up seeing it. That's as big a part of this as anything to the other comment, too, from Three-Putt Mitch about family. And, yeah, family will feel really comfortable in the Midwest opposed to New Orleans in Tulane or in Seattle. I mean, you are not far from home. But, yeah, first impressions, he came here, and he's excited about basketball. He knew of Amy Williams. He said he tried to hire her, was going to try and hire her. He knew Fred from way back, so that's comfort, and he knows how quality they are. He mentioned a couple of times just to the reality, if you have good people, your job's to retain them, and sounds like there were some sniffs for Fred and for Amy because you had a void right there. Your AD takes off. You've got an interim president. How quickly can Nebraska make sure you lock up two really talented coaches that just got you the NCAA tournament? Well, you had the interim do it. Good. Just leave no doubt. Take care of business. The other part of this, too, is above all because of his relationship with Pat Kraft, working on committees and being in the AAC with Rule, there's an admiration there and a high, high respect level. And he's here because of Rule. He's here because of Rule. He believes Rule's going to get Nebraska flipped. He thinks Nebraska is going to win a lot of ball games. They're going to be a playoff contender. All these things, and he wants to be a part of it. He is to help, not hinder. And I go back to that fullback example. He is going to try and take out the linebacker, so to speak, clear the obstacles. Just tell me what help you need. And that's not always the case. In this world of academics and athletics, you have egos, you have me. What kind of legacy can I or imprint can I leave? What kind of credit can I receive? And that's common. That's commonplace when it comes to etching out your little piece versus are you going to be selfless and the success and payoff is in seeing Nebraska win across the board. Let's hear from Athletic Director Dan in here real quick. Cut 8 goals at Nebraska. His thoughts from the bigger press conference earlier today.
Now, I have a lot of goals, and I'm not going to tell you all of them, but I'm going to tell you I have one expectation that I will be unyielding upon, and that is this. Nebraska Cornhusker Athletics will be the standard by which everyone else will measure themselves. And it doesn't matter what job we have in the department. My staff will hear me say this. It doesn't matter. If you sell tickets, you sell tickets in a way that everybody that sells tickets in the country should look and say, that's how you sell tickets. If you teach strength, then you're going to do it in such a way that everybody can say, this is how strength should be taught. This is how academic support should be done. This is how we should coach. But we will set the standard in everything we do. Ultimately, though, I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need to talk to the coaches. I don't need to talk to Coach Osborne. Ultimately, I know this. We're going to win. We're going to win, and we're going to win, and we're going to win Big Ten championships, and we're going to win national championships, and we are going to win academically, and we are going to win socially, and we are going to win with character, and we are going to win with integrity. And at the end of the day, the greatest win of all that we will have here is our student athletes will walk out of here, and they will win for the next 40 years of their life. because of the experience they get at the University of Nebraska.
So, and this is a little different than a Frost or even a the Moose. Off the cuff, saying, you better be careful, get us now, you better adjust to us, you better watch out, Ohio State shaking. Those comments right now, while great for the fan base at the time, when it came time for Ohio State on fourth and one, Joe Burrow came in to not kneel on the ball, but throw a touchdown pass to make sure you win by 42 instead of 35, right? Big Ten has long memories. This isn't a call out or a shout out against other league opponents. This is a guy who grew up watching Nebraska that is confident in his abilities in an athletic department, seeing what is in front of him from a coaching and talent and player standpoint and a financial backing stability standpoint. And he's just saying, dude, I see this, I believe it, and I think we're going to win.
Well, it's not empty promises. It's a guy just laying out, similar to what we've heard from Matt Rhule, the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you not hear the parallels between Matt Rhule and the athletic director and Troy Dannon in that statement laying out, this is what the standard is going to be while I am the athletic director. That is not just for this wing of the athletic department. That is not just for this wing. It's not just for football.
It's not, I hope we win.
That's not, this is the standard across the athletic department while I'm in charge, is that we will be leading college athletics in terms of what people expect. That's what that is to me.
Let's get our starting five real quick. Brandon is in, NU Grandpa checks in. Jeff is here, Black Hills Brennan. Crew makes the starting five. Walter says run the damn ball. Three-putt Mitch or three-putt Mish. Michigan is six. Patrick, what's up, Patrick? Tuck, I'm back to embrace the suck for another day.
Thank you, Tuck.
NASCAR Eric also says hi. Jabba Chamberlain next.